Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everyone to Market America's National Conference Call. We are in for a real treat. I want to welcome everyone, especially our guests and every unfranchised owner from coast to coast, Hawaii, Alaska, Canada, or if you're calling from outside the country, grab a pen and paper. You're going to want to take down some great information on this call. It will last about 25 minutes or so. I do want to give you a number that this call will be on 24-hour, 7-day-a-week line for the next couple weeks. It'll be up tomorrow. That number is 212-990-6921, and we'll do a message out to the field about that tomorrow after the call is up. My name is Sam Pitts. I've been with Market America since 1992, and it is an honor and pleasure tonight to introduce our special guest, Phil Guido, who's been with the company for a long time. He's a pharmacist by trade, doesn't do that anymore, but he's won many accolades with Market America. He's a member of the advisory council. He is currently a field vice president. He just achieved the new PIN level, exceeding $36,000 plus in a four-week period. He's a member of the Million Dollar Club. He's also won the prestigious award that's only given to one unfranchised owner each year, and that is the Jerry Siciliano Award. And even recently in 2008, he's made MA Market America Retailer of the Year and Nutrimetrics Consultant of the Year. He's a father, two children, a husband, a great guy, incredible trainer. Bill, it is an honor to have you on this conference call. We're going to give you the whole format of the rest of this call to share with everyone the great things that several people learned at the upper level training in Miami, Florida, just this past couple weeks, and where we're headed in year 2009. So, Bill, take it away and share with everyone across the country.
Thank you, Sam. Hey, listen, about a week and a half ago, I had the pleasure of attending Market America's upper-level training down in Miami, Florida. Really exciting. I've been with this company for 14 years now. I think I'm more excited now than I've ever been in my 14-year tenure with the company. There were 1,100 unfranchised owners in attendance at this conference, up from about 500 only a year ago, all of them master unfranchised owners and above. Also included at the conference were none other than CEO and President James H. Ridinger, Senior Executive Vice President Lauren Ridinger, COO Mark Ashley, Executive Vice President Dennis Franks, Corporate Board Member Kevin Buckman, Steve Ashley, Lydia Martinez, Elizabeth Weber, Todd Lair, Jeremy Fenema. You know all the names. All the big department heads were there. It was an incredible two solid days of training. The weekend started out with Dennis Franks, and one of the most interesting statistics that was quoted the entire weekend was the average earnings per unfranchise owner. Now, if you take Market America's total commissions paid and divide it simply by the total number of distributors registered with the company, you'd get a certain number. I don't know what that number would be, but it wouldn't be a fair estimation of what one could reasonably expect by virtue of the fact that they were an unfranchised owner, because many of those people have only started last week, last month, or haven't gotten to that point where we see that compounded growth. And others are here simply to do some wholesale buying and whatnot. So they came up with a set of criteria called becoming a UFO, an unfranchised owner, and were able to measure what those individuals earn. And today, in 2008, an unfranchised owner with Market America earns in excess of $75,000 per year, and most of them, of course, the vast majority on a part-time basis. And that's a number you can quote when you're out there talking to people who are potential business partners of yours. The average unfranchised owner in Market America earns in excess of $75,000 per year. An interesting little tidbit that came up during the weekend related to the sign-up wizard. We all know that when you register a new business partner, you go online and there's an online sign-up procedure, and we use the sign-up wizard. I don't know if they added it yet, but in the very coming days, certainly prior to leadership school, they're going to be adding a new checkbox on there. Well, while you're doing the sign-up of your new business partner, you can order their tickets to the very next corporate event right there during the sign-up. I love that because that's sometimes an overlooked part of the sign-up process, and it's one of the most important things you could possibly do in setting your new business partner up to succeed, and that is plugging them into the best training that we offer. So I like that feature. A lot of talk during the weekend out there regarding the economy. Of course, the economy is being discussed everywhere from coast to coast. But most of that discussion from coast to coast is on how bad the economy is and how poorly companies are performing. I mean, the big automakers are going down the tubes, the banks, the lenders, the real estate industry, anybody and everybody who sells durable goods. You've probably read some of J.R. Reitinger's writings on this in the Powerline magazine or on his Chatterbox blog. But the talk at our leadership conference, our upper-level training down there, was not of how badly the economy's affected Market America, but the great paradox with Market America is that it's the total opposite. When the economy is bad, we tend to grow, and we are growing. In fact, in November, the most recently completed month of business, Market America saw the biggest month in their 16-year history and the biggest growth week, single week, in their 16-year history happened during the month of November. So when anyone asks you how's business with Market America, the answer is absolutely fabulous. It's absolutely tremendous. And it certainly turns heads when you say that because everybody expects you to say the opposite. Cyber Monday this year saw an incredible increase in sales on the Internet nationwide, worldwide. The Internet is not in a recession or a depression. It's really there's an explosion of economic activity occurring across the Internet, across the board, among the online retailers. Something like 2.4 billion, I think it was, 2.4 billion I scribbled down here in sales online on the Internet the Friday after Thanksgiving. And Market America saw a 106% increase in our sales on that very same day versus the same period last year. So we are on the grow in a big, big way. Now, have you looked at your Market America web portal lately? Hopefully you're on there every single day. And if you are, you will notice that day to day we're seeing changes. And a lot of those changes are new features that create a lot of what they call stickiness to the site. Stickiness to the site. What does that mean? That means that when surfers, when visitors show up on your site, they stick around. They stay around because there's so much to look at, there's so much to check out, there's so much to do, there's so many directions to go in. And some of the new features on the website, if you haven't looked at them, even just in the last few days, they're changing every single day. MA My World. MA My World is our entertainment portal, end of the web portal. And if you click on MA My World today, you'll see that we have associations now with some little names like Celine Dion, the Rolling Stones, Faith Hill, Alejandro Son, some of the biggest names in the music industry, and there's a long list of others that we'll be following, so keep your eyes on MA World. We'll be selling the artists' music, we'll be selling their concert tickets, we'll be selling their memorabilia, their backstage passes. This is going to create tremendous interest in the portal. It's going to create more media attention on Market America and on and on and on. So MA My World, keep on top of that. Another part of the MA My World is that the tickets will be sold through our partnership with Ticketmaster. So Market America now has a partnership with Ticketmaster to sell tickets. You can download ringtones. The music that these artists sell through your web portal, through My World, will be through a partnership with Walmart. Why Walmart? Because Walmart, believe it or not, is the biggest retailer out there of music. When you add it all up, Walmart's the big winner. They get the most traffic, and that's what these artists want to see, so that's who we partnered with to do the music. Incidentally, Steve Ashley, who for years now has done double duty with Market America. He's not only managed the very busy National Meeting Training and Seminar System, which consists of something in the neighborhood of somewhere between 8 and 10,000 meetings and trainings each quarter all over the country. He's managed that whole operation, but he's also been the primary person and driver down at Market America behind features like My World. And Steve is now going to focus his full-time efforts on My World, on Chatterbox. Have you gotten your Chatterbox page up and running yet? Chatterbox is our social network. Chatterbox still has some more development to go before it's where we want it to be, but it's on its way, and you should get in there if you're a Market America Unfranchise owner. Set up your Chatterbox webpage, experiment with it, start forming associations. You can communicate through your group with it. Set up your own blog. It's a lot of fun. I know I did mine, and you need to get in there and look it over. The next phase, by the way, going back to my world with the music, in addition to creating more and more alliances with major recording artists, and you'll see more coming on board, as I said, day to day, one of the major pieces to that puzzle will be that we're going to be helping unsigned artists, up-and-coming artists, to get exposure for their music and their talent through MA My World. It's exactly what Facebook did in their beginnings. They weren't always a social network. In their beginning, they were a way for new and up-and-coming artists to get their music out there and to become known, and that's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to pick up that ball and run with it. Also, more stickiness for your portal coming, and you'll learn more about this at the new first-ever MA World Conference that's coming up February 5th through the 7th down in Miami, Florida. Hopefully you're all attending. More on that in a little bit. But a new feature that you'll hear about when you get to the World Conference will be MA World Diner and MA World Fashion. MA World Diner will be another piece of the web portal that you own right now, like MA My World, like Chatterbox, like Fashion Sense, Lauren Reidinger's Fashion Sense. You'll have MA World Diner. Over a 500,000 restaurants all over the United States of America, in the big cities, in the small cities, and everything in between, listed on your web portal. You'll be able to go in there, search for a restaurant in any city in America, read reviews on it, check out their menu, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And MA Fashion, I don't know that I wrote a whole lot of notes down about MA Fashion, but this is another cool piece of the portal that's going to be added between now and MA World Conference in February. And you need to be down there in Miami to learn about these pieces. Lauren Reidinger, I mentioned before, Our senior executive vice president was also at the upper-level training in Miami. And not only was she there in attendance, she did a lot of training from the stage. And her portion of the training was on portal shopping. Nobody knows this portal better than Lauren. And Lauren actually is going to create a new major. You know, we have the university concept in Market America where you could specialize in any given field they have. We have lots of majors in web centers and custom cosmetics and nutrimetrics and health and nutrition, anti-aging and the like. We're going to have a new major, and that's going to be portal shopping. And Lauren Reidinger is going to teach it, and she's already started at the upper-level training, and she's going to continue this at the MA World Conference. She's going to do a major segment on stage teaching people how to maximize their time on that portal by getting the best deals you could possibly get, how to buy literally anything you could possibly want to buy through your own web portal, get the best deal possible, and then get paid because you get the credit via the IBV points. Really, really exciting. How about live chat? If you've been on your portal, obviously I'm talking a lot about the portal, and that's because that's what was focused on throughout the entire weekend at upper-level training. The Market America web portal, now called the ultimate online shopping destination with a personal touch where people get paid to shop and build a six-figure income, has become the centerpiece of the Market America world and will continue to be so. It's our future, and you need to keep on track with it. This is a very, very progressive and innovative company. They're very forward-thinking. They think 5, 10, and 15, and 20 years down the road, and you need to keep on track and keep pace with them, or you're going to get left in the dust. Live chat. If you haven't added this feature to your web portal, you want to immediately get in touch with someone in your organization who has and play around with it. On a website shopping for something, you get lost, you don't know what to do, you don't know what button to push or how to proceed to checkout, or you didn't get the right price, or you want to apply a code and try to find a phone number, good luck. But there's usually a chat button on there somewhere where you can click on it and chat with someone. It's a really neat feature to have on a shopping web portal. Well, we added that to the web portal, but it's an option. You have to choose to add it. You can go to your web portal, to your distributor-only website on franchise.com today and add live chat to your portal. is a small cost or a small monthly fee, but it's so well worth it. I think it's $9.95 a month. I added it to my portal. I absolutely love it. Not only if I'm sitting at my computer doing other things, like right now, for instance, being on the phone, paying no attention to my computer, if someone out there somewhere is on my web portal shopping and needs a little help, they push that chat button, boom, it just pops a window up on my laptop, gives a little ring-ring to get my attention, and it already has sent the customer a message from me already that says, you know, hello, how may I help you? My name is Phil, or something like that, and they type their question, and you can talk with them. It's the greatest thing ever. And not only is it good if you're sitting at your computer, and don't mind you could have this on your computer while you're at work, and it's just working in the background for you, and it will only just pop up if a customer's on there. But also, if you can't be by your computer, and this is the part I really like about it, if you can't be by your computer, you're out and about, you're driving in the car, you're shopping, you're doing whatever it is you're doing, anytime anyone's on your portal and they want to chat, they get on the chat window. Well, if you're not there, it just immediately sends the message to you via a text message. So it comes right to your phone. You could be driving the car. You could be eating dinner. You just get a little text message, and you could text right back to them and help them out with what they want. It's a way for you to stay on top of what's going on your portal 24/7 and not leave anybody hanging and not lose sales. And I really, really like it. You need to check it out. I love it. Also, coming in February, more information going to be delivered on this at the MA World Conference. I'm telling you, you got to be at the MA World Conference because they're going to talk about so many new innovative things. How about this to the shopping web portal? How about the international stores out there, the international retailers, the ones who aren't located in the United States of America? There's lots of international sellers out there, huge retailers of goods and services all over the world in foreign countries everywhere that do business online and do ship to the United States and other countries we do business in. So why shouldn't we feature them on our portal? Well, we will be featuring them on our portal. We have a new aggressive program underway right now. Market America's marketing reps are contacting international vendors all over the world and inviting them to be part of the Market America Ultimate Online Shopping.